Ladies and gentlemen, I'm back. Thank you so much for tuning in to Truth to Inspire, where we're always walking in truth to inspire the world. I am your host, the one and only Nicole Sanders. And I know it's been a minute. My last podcast was January 2022. And I only talk or speak when the Most High places it on me to speak. So we're back, November 9th, 2024. Let's go ahead and get into it. Now, first and foremost, we are going to start off with reading Psalms 91. Okay? We got to get our minds right, make sure our hearts are pure, and let's get into it. Psalms 91. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. This is my favorite verse, Psalm 91, verse 7. Listen up. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. I'm going to read that again. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say the Lord is my refuge and you make the Most High your dwelling, guess what? No harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent. For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Heavenly Father, right now I ask that you cover me in this podcast while I'm speaking to your people. Let me speak the words that you are wanting me to speak and nothing of the flesh. Let what I say be able to encourage, edify, uplift, and to speak life into those that need it the most. It is in your Son, Yahshua's name, that we ask this. It is done. All right, y'all, let's get into it. Today. There is so much that I want to talk about, but I'm going to narrow it down today. I'm not going to rush it. Okay, I'm not going to rush it. I am only going to speak on the important matters at hand, okay, that we've been dealing with for a long time, but it's really in the works in 2024. All right, let's talk about health. Okay, we all want to say health is wealth, health is wealth, health is wealth. And that's true. But do we really know what that means? I will tell you that my mom is a health guru, okay, and she's been, you know, attempting to instill, you know, being healthy, watching what you eat, reading the ingredients, on the back of every food labels that we get. You know, I never wanted to listen to her. But now, let me tell you, I listen. And not just me, my husband listens, and my kids have no choice but to listen right now. Let's talk about the foods that are in these grocery stores. Let's talk about the amount of sugar that's in these foods. Let's talk about the sugar. Let's talk about how sugar causes so many ailments. What do you mean, Nicole? Sugar can cause dementia. Sugar can cause diabetes. I can go on and on to what the effects of consuming too much sugar can do to our bodies. Okay? Now, that's one aspect of it. Too much sugar, too much of anything is bad for you. But we're going to stick on the subject with sugar. When you're reading the labels, you want to make sure that you are paying attention to the total sugar and the added sugar. And I know we don't, you know, you're going to say, Nicole, I don't have time for all that. You know, it's good to me. Let me eat my Oreos in peace. Let me eat my Chips Ahoy in peace. Let me eat my strawberry shortcake in peace. You know, and that's cool. That's okay. But what's not okay is being ignorant to the fact that you are not being mindful as to what you are continuously putting in our bodies. The saying, you are what you eat, that is literal. So if you're eating poison, if you're eating junk food trash, guess what you initially become? Guess what your brain turns into? Trash. Guess what the inside of your body turns into? Trash. Garbage. Right? Now, I was talking about the sugar, the added sugar and the total sugar. Now that I'm aware, when I'm looking at everything, I went into the store the other day with my kids and I had a sweet tooth. I'm not going to lie to you. I sure did. I had a sweet tooth and I wanted a ice cream cookie sandwich. You know, the Toll House cookies, and they put the ice cream inside of it. I looked on the back of that wrapper and the total amount of sugar was 64 grams of sugar. 64 grams of sugar. You got to do your measurements and just come to the realization that that is a lot of sugar. And you can't really tell because you don't think that it's a lot of sugar because it's in a solid form, right? But what's on top of the sugar that we have to be mindful of? We want to make sure that we're getting things that are either sugar-free, right? Or it has minimal amount of sugar. No sugar at all. And I know it's easier said than done. I'm not telling you, well, Nicole, do you eat everything that's sugar-free? I do not. But every chance that I get, now that I know better, now that I'm educated, I'm reading those labels. My husband's reading those labels. My 7-year-old, my 9-year-old, reading those labels, right? Mom, there's this amount of sugar in here. We can't have that. That's what we want to instill, the mentality or that state of awareness, right? Being aware of what you're putting inside of your body. So that's the sugar portion. Let's talk about genetically modified organisms, GMOs. Now, just listen to the sound of that. Genetically modified organisms. Genetically modified. To break that down, that's something that's unnatural, that's being placed inside of foods. Okay. So I told my husband, I said, babe, I said, you know, when we're looking on the back of these ingredients, whether it's Ritz crackers or those mini Oreo cookies or the Nutter Butters or anything just about. Now, it states on the back of these packages, cereals, all the cereals. And I used to love cereal. Fruity Pebbles, oh my gosh. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. What is it? What's the, what is it called? I forgot. But anyway, I used to love cereal. The Raisin Bran Crunch, Rice Krispie Treats. I mean, all of those types of cereals. I loved cereal. But it wasn't until I started going on the back of these boxes and I noticed something that was very strange. And it was something, it was a line, a sentence that said these words. This contains a bioengineered product. I'm going to say that again. On the back of these labels, there is a line, there is a sentence that should be bolded in black ink that says this product or this contains a bioengineered ingredient. Nicole, well, what in the world is a bio? What are bioengineered foods? Let's get into it. A bioengineered food is foods that contains genetic material that has been modified through the virtual rDNA techniques and for which the modification could not otherwise be obtained through conventional breeding or found in nature. I'm going to read that again. A food that contains genetic material that has been modified through in vitro rDNA techniques and for which the modification could not otherwise be obtained through conventional breeding or found in nature. Foods in which the modified genetic material is not detectable. Okay. That's crazy to me because essentially what this is saying is there's something that's unnatural, that's not found in nature, that they've composed these foods. Nothing more, nothing less. It's something unnatural that's not found in nature that they've put together to make it something. That's crazy. And this stuff is out on the shelves in Walmart, Kroger, Fry's. Okay. I'm not sure if it's in the natural groceries. I'm not sure if it's in that. But I still would always read or continue to read the back of these labels. Basically, what I'm saying is if you see that the food products has that line or that sentence that says this contains a bioengineered product, don't eat it. Everything doesn't have it in there. Okay? Everything doesn't have it in there. So the things that doesn't have that disclosure, right? Get it. Only if, you know, there's other ingredients that you are comfortable with. You're going to still want to check the amounts of sugar, the added sugars, right? Because again, that sugar is very, everything could be deadly if it's too much and it's not consumed in moderation. But sugar, it's known to cause a lot of unhealthy mechanisms within us, right? And so we want to live as long as we can and not shorten our lives because of the foods that we're consuming. Okay? So, moving on. Now, I found this article. It was Eating Well. Eating Well is the source. They're pretty credible. But they came out with an article today. And it said, it's titled Nationwide Recalls on Cheese, Coffee Creamer, and More to Be Aware of Right Now. And it says, it's always smart to pay attention to the latest product recalls, especially with new ones popping up every week. Okay. Now let's get into what's been recalled today. Soft cheese. According to the Food and Drug Administration, Saventura Cheese USA has issued a voluntary recall of multiple soft cheese products due to a potential Listeria monocytogenes contamination. Bacteria. The impacted cheeses were sold at Aldi, Market Basket, and other grocery stores across the country. Routine testing confirmed that processing equipment was contaminated. Wow. So they're not even cleaning the daggone processing equipment, thus cross-contaminating the different foods. And guess who has to suffer for it? We, us, the people. All right, so the impacted cheeses, again, were sold at Aldi, Market Basket, and other grocery stores across the country. But fortunately, no illnesses have been reported. Okay? That's hard to believe, but we're going to just go off of what they're saying that, you know, somebody has contracted some type of food poisoning or something. Trust what I tell you. Let's continue. If you have purchased any of the listed products, you are advised to return them to the place of purchase. Okay? Now, let's go on to the other recalled product, food product. Coffee creamers. Coffee creamers for my coffee drinkers out there. International Delight. Ooh, and International Delight, they have some pretty tasty flavors. International Delight recalled approximately 10,794 bottles of newly released sugar-free coffee creamer after they were found to contain sugar. Dun, dun, dun. Sugar, 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 sugar. The Home Alone International Delight Peppermint Mocha Zero Sugar Coffee Creamer was sold in 32-ounce bottles between July 2024 through October 12, 2024, and contains a best buy date of 2/25/25. The product was distributed in Arkansas, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kentucky, Mississippi, New Mexico, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, and Wisconsin. Wow. Wow. The third recalled product, butter. Costco announced a recall on two types of butter sold in Texas due to an undeclared allergen. The two products were Kirkland Signature Unsalted Sweet Cream Butter, 16-ounce, with a best buy date of February 22, 2025, February 23, 2025, March 22, 2025, or March 23, 2025, and Kirkland Signature Salted Sweet Cream Butter with the best buy date of February 23, 2025, or March 29, 2025. The recall was initiated since the products contained milk, which was not clearly labeled as an allergen. Okay. So, in essence, if you have a sensitivity or allergy to dairy, you are encouraged to return the product to your local Costco for a full refund. The fourth recalled product is bread. Various brands of bread and buns in Canada were recalled due to pieces of metal being found in that product, according to the Canadian Food Inspection Agency. Wow. So then it goes on to tell you, if you purchase any of the recalled bread, you should return to the place of purchase for a refund. Wow. Let's see here. Let's go to the fifth recalled product, food product, frozen waffles and pancakes. Nearly 700 brands of frozen waffles and pancakes were recalled due to possible Listeria monocytogenes contamination. Treehouse Foods Incorporated recalled several varieties of frozen waffles and pancakes after routine testing confirmed a possible Listeria contamination. Wow. The products were distributed across Canada and the United States to retailers, including Target, Publix, and Walmart. A complete list of the recalled products can be found here. And again, it goes back to say, if you have purchased those products, you can return the recall products for a full refund. And it gives you the phone number to call, 800-596-2903, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. So, guys, in this health portion, we've covered sugar. We've covered reading, making sure that you're paying attention to the back of these foods, making sure you're paying attention to the amount of sugar that we're consuming. Again, I told you that sugar can turn into diabetes. Sugar can turn into dementia, cause dementia for you to forget things. Sugar can also cause, all sorts of things that we don't even realize that can affect our health, our everyday going out and being able to live lively. You know, it can cause you to feel all sluggish and weak and with no energy. And y'all, that's not living. That's existing. And that's merely just existing. You know, it can cause outbreaks on your face, you know, to where your skin isn't smooth. We know to also look for that sentence on the back of every food box that says, or sugar, cereals, ice cream, candy, y'all. It's on candy. Well, what's on candy? This contains a bioengineered product. A bioengineered product is a more, I guess, modern way to say genetically modified. It's something unnatural that cannot be found in nature that they've made in a lab. Nothing more, nothing less. Okay? We are not supposed to be eating anything that's lab grown. I don't care what they're telling you. That's unnatural. Okay? So when you know better, you do better. All right, let's move on. Now, we're going to touch on independent news. Okay? In the independent news today, guys, let's talk about BRICS. And if you're not familiar with BRICS, BRICS stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. All right? These are countries that have formed a coalition against the West. Why? Because the West, which is the United States, incorporated. Okay, because there's two United States. You have the geographical or the continental United States, right? And then you have the United States Incorporated. Now, those that know, we know how the West does when we, you know, put sanctions on these different countries when they are not doing what we are wanting them to do. So BRICS, there's an article here from Reg Tech Times, okay? And it's titled BRICS Currency Unveiled, A Bold Challenge to Dollar Dominance. Okay? I'm going to read this roughly to you. At the recent BRICS summit in Kazan, Russia, leaders introduced a symbolic BRICS banknote. This banknote, featuring the flags of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, represents the group's ambition to explore alternatives to the U.S. dollar and global trade. BRICS is making this move as part of its growing effort to create a financial system that relies less on Western currencies and financial structures. Russia, which has faced sanctions affecting its ability to use the global financial system. Now, before I continue in this article, the Biden administration put sanctions on Russia, thus not allowing Russia to do anything with a U.S. dollar. But guess what? That has not stopped Putin, you know, and that's what's going on. These countries are tired of the West bullying them. Nothing more, nothing less. Okay. And with that being said, everybody, they've already formed and they've already come out with their payment system. It's called BRICS Pay. Okay, it came out last month, I believe. They had the first summit between the dates of October 17th through 19th. And then they had another summit around the 22nd of October through the 24th or 25th. And I was reading an article last month, and it showed the BRICS Pay, the card, and they uploaded 500 rubles onto it. And to all the attendees that attended the summit, they were able to test the new BRICS Pay card, and they were able to buy coffee, food, things of that nature. And on this BRICS Pay card, there's a QR code. And so what you would do is just go up to the cashier, right, and give them that card, let them scan it, and you're done. Just like that. I think it's pretty cool. So that's what we're seeing now. We're seeing these, and guess what? It's not just Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. That's how it initially started, with just those countries. Now it's well over 200 plus countries that have applied to join BRICS, that coalition, to basically do away with the SWIFT system of that the West is on right now. That's what we're on right now, is a SWIFT system, where we are using the Federal Reserve notes, right, which essentially is fiat money. Okay, it's not backed by anything. So essentially, it's monopoly money. What, Nicole? Yeah, you heard what I said. It's fiat. It's monopoly money. Now, the United States dollars, that is backed by commodities. And that, it wasn't backed by commodities until, I believe, 2022. United States dollars and Federal Reserve notes are two different things. Okay, but we're not going to go into all that. Right now, it's important that you understand that this SWIFT system essentially will be done away with. The dollar, now it's we are on the path of de-dollarization, meaning essentially it's going to go bye-bye. People have their own opinions, but let me go back to the BRICS. BRICS Pay, that their system is backed by their currencies. It's backed by their countries, all of their commodities. And the most important thing is that it's backed by lawful money, which is gold. Most don't know that the lawful money is gold and silver. Federal Reserve notes isn't lawful. It's legal. And that's a whole nother topic for another day. The difference between legal and lawful. Those are two different things. One is lawful, right? And then legal means it's just a set of rules. That's all, from corporations. That's all it is. So let me get back to reading this article. Let's see, where did I stop? These restrictions, because we said that a lot of these countries, the West, United States Incorporated, has put sanctions on them. Why? Because they didn't do, or they weren't following the rules set forth by the United States Incorporated. So what do we do? Right? They want to bully and say, well, we're going to sit up here and we're going to destroy your currency. Right? We're going to destroy your infrastructure. And we're going to see how you're going to last and how you're going to make it. And in some countries, you know, it really demobilized them. It has, but they're saying no more. We don't need you, West. Right? They're not talking about it. They're doing it. They're doing it. And this has been in the works since 2004, maybe a little before then. And look now that it's finally in to fruition. So let me continue with this article. Russia has faced sanctions affecting its ability to use the global financial system, which is the SWIFT system that the West has initiated. These restrictions have made it harder for Russia to access international markets dominated by the dollar. BRICS nations recognize that the U.S. dollar remains the primary currency used in global finance. However, the group believes that the political use of the dollar, especially in imposing sanctions, is eroding trust in the currency. This has led to efforts within BRICS to explore other ways to conduct cross-border transactions without relying solely on the dollar. Wow. One of the key outcomes of the BRICS summit was the endorsement of using local currencies and cross-border payments. This marks a significant step toward reducing the dependency on the U.S. dollar. The BRICS nations agreed that using local currencies could strengthen their economic relationships and make trade more resilient. India played a leading role in advocating for this shift. India has already allowed trade settlements in its currency, the rupee, with countries like Russia and the UAE. This method of using local currencies allows countries to continue trading even when access to dollars is restricted. Do y'all know what that means? It means just what I just read that it means. It means that they are still going to thrive even when the West tries to impose these sanctions. Now, let me give you just a back history. How did the Federal Reserve note even become the world leading currency? How did the dollar, you know, get its position of being well used throughout the countries, these countries? It was an agreement, right, with the United States Incorporated and the Saudi Arabia. And the agreement that the United States Incorporated would protect the Saudi Arabia prince and help Saudi Arabia build, you know, their infrastructure. And but there was conditions with that, right? It was conditions that, hey, you know, from the United States Incorporated to Saudi Arabia, hey, if we do this, if we help you build your infrastructure, if we help you get your military, if we help you do these things, if we help protect the prince, then we need you to make sure that every other country, right, is using these Federal Reserve notes in trade. That was the agreement, right? Well, most don't know that just this year, and I want to say somewhere around April, May, June, or July, one of those months of this year, of 2024, Saudi Arabia, they never renewed that agreement. Okay, that agreement was re-signed every year to allow the Federal Reserve note to keep its dominance. But guess what? They didn't renew it this year. What does that mean? That means eventually the dollar will de-dollarize and we're going to go back to the gold standard, using gold, using lawful money, because I don't know how many of you have read the Organic Constitution since you've been out of high school or college, but it clearly states on there that gold and silver is the only lawful money. And it also says that we, the people, can only pay our debts with only using gold and silver, not Federal Reserve notes. Federal Reserve notes are debt notes. That's what it is. I mean, it's crazy to even hear me say that. The Federal Reserve notes are debt notes. It's IOUs. They're promissory notes. It's not backed by anything. It's monopoly money. So kudos to BRICS. Kudos for them for standing together for all other countries, saying, you know what? We're sick of the sanctions. We're sick of the bullying. We don't need you. We're going to come together. We're going to unite for the simple reason of using our own currencies. And once they revalue their currencies and use and revalue all of the commodities that all these countries have to make sure that their currencies are backed by that, oh my gosh, their countries are going to go back to thriving as it should have always been. So, you know, that, let me just read the last portion of this. It says, exploring the idea of a BRICS currency. While the symbolic banknote has sparked discussions about a potential common BRICS currency, leaders remain cautious. There are no immediate plans to launch a shared currency among the BRICS nations. But like I said, they have already come out with a BRICS Pay card. And from my understanding, the way that it's used amongst those nations is that individuals will have to use their debit cards, will download the BRICS Pay app, upload their most used debit card to the BRICS Pay card, and that card would serve as how they're able to pay for their everyday items or their bills. So that's pretty cool. And they're only doing it just by scanning a QR code. So that's very revolutionary. And that's where we are headed right now. And I don't know if everyone's paying attention, but everything now just about is requiring a QR code. It's only a matter of time before everything will require that. Everything will require a QR code for you to be able to sign any loans. Everything will require a QR code. So, let me read this. While the endorsement of local currency use is an important step, there are challenges ahead. One of the main challenges is moving away from the current Western-dominated financial systems, which is the SWIFT system, which still play a significant role in global trade. Western countries designed many of the rules and platforms used in international finance, so transitioning away from them will take time and effort. BRICS nations understand that it is not easy to break away from these established systems. They are committed, though, to finding ways to reduce their dependence on the U.S. dollar and other Western financial tools. Wow. They're very persistent. And guess what? As with anybody, any company that's persistent, you're going to have your way. You're going to have your way. So that's it with that. I just want everybody to be aware that this is a very crucial time that we're in right now, because with these countries, like I said, I just named BRICS, which is Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, but there's possibly 220 more countries that have now joined the coalition of nations, right? To do away with the Western financial system, which is the SWIFT system, and to create their own currencies, which are backed by their country's commodities and is backed by gold. Okay. So you may say, hey, what does it have to do with us? What does it have to do with here, over here, and the continent, United States of America? It has a lot to do with it. It has a lot to do with you, because pretty soon the dollar will de-dollarize. The Federal Reserve notes will de-dollarize. It's not backed by anything. And once that happens, trust me, they will usher in the gold standard, because at this point, with the amount of debt that the United States Incorporated has incurred, which, by the way, they are bankrupt. They've been bankrupt. They were bankrupt in 1933, but they never found that it was expedient to disclose that, right? Because they don't benefit, but they know now, and they will have to let the American people know that the United States Incorporated is bankrupt. Thus, the only thing that will be able to save, right, this continent will be to issue in the gold standard. All right, let's move on to our last portion. Okay. Because on this platform, we're not just talking about spirituality. We're speaking about truth. We're speaking about things that are going to give you a different perspective of how you are seeing the world that you're living in right now. Okay? So it's important to know what's going on in the world. it's important to make sure that your spiritual life is intact as well. The internal. Okay, because that has to be checked. That has to be first and foremost. When that's intact, when you understand how that works and how Yahweh is and the Most High is important, the Most High will give you discernment. The Most High is going to bring the truth to you. The Most High is going to give you strategies, right, as to how to maneuver in this wicked world. Look at, we went over the foods. We went over health. We went over the amount of sugar. We went over the bioengineered ingredients that's in these foods. And we broke that down and said that bioengineered is nothing more, nothing less than lab produced foods that are not found in nature. That is disgusting now that I'm even talking about it. So I know it's going to be a process to start that health journey. But let me tell you something. It's mind over matter. As with anything, put your mind to it. You know what? I'm going to do better. I don't want to sit here and be eating anything that's unnatural. Because if you're putting that crap in you that's unnatural, what? There's no telling what it could do to your body in the inside. There's no telling how it could somehow replicate the DNA in your body in the inside. There's no telling what it's doing. So let's make a vow to ourselves moving forward. You know what? I'm going to check the back of my everything that I eat. I'm going to check the back of it. And if it has all this sugar in there, I'm going to go to the sugar-free stuff. It needs to have minimal amount of sugar as possible. Now, I'm not talking about drinking nothing that's Diet Pepsi, Diet Cokes, because that's just as bad as anything else. No, zero sugar it needs to have in it. So now my husband, he brings home, you know, the sear that I would have never picked up because the front of the box, you know, it's unappeasing. You know, and I know. We as people, we are stimulated by things looking good on the outside. It has to look good, right? But we have to keep in mind that just because it looks good doesn't mean that it's good for us, okay? All right, last but not least, we're going to talk about some lawful things. We're going to talk about things to sustain you and how you can stand on the law and protect yourself. Okay, moms, dad, sons, daughters, grandmothers, grandpas, uncles, aunts, cousins, everybody. I want you to know, first and foremost, that we are living in a time where they are, and when I say they, the evil, the wicked are trying to do away with the Constitution. They're trying to do away with the things that the Most High is saying is wrong. They're turning it around and saying, it's right. It's right. They don't want people to know their rights. And there's a saying that says, if you don't know your rights, you don't have any. Everybody has rights. You were born with them. Inalienable rights. You have birthrights. But what they're doing is they're turning your birthrights into privileges and they're taxing you on it. So this is very important. The Bill of Rights. I want you all to pull the Bill of Rights up and I want you to study the Bill of Rights. I want you to get the Bill of Rights in your spirit. I want you to teach your kids the Bill of Rights. They're all important because, like I said, it's tailoring to every American citizen out here. And if you don't know what your rights are, they're not going to tell you what your rights are. They're going to steal them from you. And they're going to make you self-incriminate yourself. The Bill of Rights, what I want to pinpoint out of that, because it's a lot of rights in there. But today we're going to just briefly talk about the Fifth Amendment. The Fifth Amendment in the Bill of Rights is a protection. And what I'm reading right now, it's from Cornell Law. And the Fifth Amendment, it says the Fifth Amendment provides protection to individuals from being compelled to incriminate themselves. According to this constitutional right, individuals have the privilege against self-incrimination. They can refuse to answer questions. Wait a minute. I'm going to read that again. I'm going to read it slow. They can refuse to answer questions. What does that mean? That means anybody that's coming to you asking you questions, you have the God-given right to say, I don't have to answer any questions. I'm invoking my Fifth Amendment per the Bill of Rights. I don't have to answer any questions. Well, what do you mean you don't have to answer any questions? Yes, you do. No. That's my constitutional right. The right to shut up. The right to remain silent. See, once they know that you know, they're going to handle you differently. Now, I didn't say for you to be belligerent and have an attitude and do all of that. I don't care if it's a CPS worker. I don't care if it's a policy enforcer, which they are known today as police officers, but they're policy enforcers, right? They follow the rules and policies set forth from corporations, private, non-for-profit corporations. For instance, when you're stopped by a police officer, right, and they start asking you all these daggone questions, what they're doing is in hopes that you don't know your rights and you start running your mouth and you're self-incriminating yourself. Okay, give me an example, Nicole. All right, you come from a bar, you and your homegirl, you and your homeboy, you and your cousin, you and your mom, your dad, whomever, you come from a bar, you come from a club. They see you pulling out, they get behind you, they stop you. Right? They don't have a valid reason. They're stopping you just to sit up here off of suspicion, but they still have to have what's known as a RAS, reasonable articulable suspicion. What gave you a suspicion that I was drinking? You can't just say, well, I saw you pulling from the bar. No, that's not going to suffice. See, what happens is they ask you, have you had any drinks? And what do people normally do? Oh, yeah, I had maybe once, one, to, you know, I had it earlier, you know, or they say, you know, no, yeah, just say, I'm invoking my Fifth Amendment. I want to remain silent. They can get mad. They can sit up here and try to arrest you. You carry that same thing, even if they do it. Okay, well, you know what? You don't want to comply? No, I am complying. I'm just letting you know what my right is. My right is to invoke the Fifth Amendment and to be quiet. Now, let me get finished reading this. They can refuse to answer questions, refuse to make potentially incriminating statements, or refuse to testify at a trial in any criminal case. This right is applicable to the states through the 14th Amendment. This privilege only protects individuals. Artificial entities like companies, partnerships, and LLPs cannot assert this privilege. The exception to this is a sole proprietorship. So we're not even going to touch on that. We're going to touch on individuals. We're going to touch on living souls. Okay? So like I said, this last portion is knowing the law, knowing your rights, knowing that you have the right to remain quiet. Okay, can't no one force you to open your mouth and talk? But most of us don't know the Bill of Rights. We don't know that that was tailored to protect us from government overreach, right? Meaning the government only has certain authority. Literally, they only have certain authority. Okay, so with knowing that they only have certain authority, then there are rights, birthrights that are in place to protect the living people. So you have to know that, you have to study that, and you have to implement it. You can have all the knowledge in the world, but if you don't implement the knowledge, it's not going to do you any good. So y'all, I'm going to wrap this up. I hope that with the different various subjects that I've touched on today, with eating, minimizing the sugar that you're intaking, knowing what can turn into sugar, which is bread, what too much sugar can do to the body, how we are needing to be more self-aware with what we're putting inside of our bodies. And I want y'all, literally, don't take my word for it, go and look at the products, the labels. It's going to say this product contains a bioengineered ingredient, and it's almost in everything. I read to you what a bioengineered product, what it is. It's stuff that's made in the lab. It's not found in nature. And they have to disclose this stuff lawfully. It's called lawful disclosures. Watch what you're putting in your bodies. And I'm not just talking. I'm not just preaching to you. I'm practicing what I'm preaching. My husband's practicing what he's preaching. We're leading by example, and our kids are doing it. And making sure that we're putting the Most High first. Establishing that relationship. That is so important, everybody. I am 35 years old. I can't begin to even tell you how I'm so in love with the Most High. The Most High has revealed so many truths to me. Why? Because that's what I seek. I don't seek all this fake crap. I don't seek tangible things, things that I can put my hands on. I pray for wisdom. I pray for understanding so that I can overstand and understand. I pray for the spirit of discernment so that I can discern the evil tactics that the enemy has set forth, because we know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places, right? And in order to protect us from these evil schemes, because it's everywhere. We are to put on the whole armor. Ephesians 6:6-12. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of the Most High so that you can withstand all the evil tactics, with the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, girding your loins with truth, shodding your feet with the preparation of peace, the sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith. The helmet of salvation. What does that mean, Nicole? That means that enemy is going to come and try to get inside that head of yours and put you and fill you with fear, fill you with anxiety, fill you with depression, fill you with those thoughts of not feeling good enough, filling you with those thoughts of feeling that you have to compare yourself. And let's not forget that comparison is the thief of all joy. So the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, that means that breastplate on that chest, that's to guard your heart. We need that heart to be guarded. Why? Because it's very sensitive. It's very sensitive. And we have to protect it so that we're not being susceptible to believing things that aren't good for us, inviting people into our lives that are not good for us, right? It's coming to steal our hearts and playing with the emotions, right? Having bad intentions. We can't have that. So you got to put on that breastplate of righteousness, girding your loins with truth. That means that belt around that waist, walking in truth. Walking in truth. Yahweh says, seek and you shall find. We have to want to seek the truth. There's so many of us that ain't even trying to seek the truth. We're worried about being entertained. And there's no substance in entertainment. Sorry, not sorry. It's not. But there is substance in truth. He says, only I will reveal to you the things that are purposely hidden. shodding your feet with the preparation of peace. That means making sure that every step that you take, wherever you're stepping, knowing that the Most High is going to make sure that you are sustained and grounded and having that peace that surpasses all understanding, as long as you're keeping your mind on the things above, on the untangible things. The shield of faith, knowing that with you believing and knowing who your Creator is, He's going to protect you. I don't care what wicked scheme tries to come your way. Our Heavenly Father tells us no weapon formed against you shall prosper. He never told us that them weapons weren't going to prosper. They're going to form. And they're going to form in different ways that are imaginable. But see, when you know that the Most High got your back, your front, your side, your top, and your bottom, what you worried about? And the sword of the Spirit. Our Heavenly Father tells us to not walk in the flesh, but to walk by the Spirit and in the Spirit. Why? Y'all, whether you want to believe it or not, we are spiritual beings. Scientists want to talk about protons and neutrons and atoms and all that stuff, but they fail to realize and tell people the truth. We have spiritual molecules flowing all through our bodies, from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. So why aren't they telling people you need to make sure that you are growing and feeding those spiritual molecules so that you are elevating on that highest spiritual plane, being your highest divine self? That's what we are here for. We are spiritual beings enjoying an earthly experience. And only the Most High can tell you what your purpose is in this earthly body as a spiritual vessel, as a spirit. Only Yahweh can tell you that. But you have to be seeking. So I hope this has touched somebody's heart. I hope this has sown a seed into those that are willing to water the seed that I've sown with these educational topics. I want you to know that I love you. The Most High loves you, and you are loved. Love yourself enough to watch what you're putting in your bodies. Love yourself enough to get to know your Creator, because the Most High loves you. You are worthy, no matter what no one tells you. I'm your host, Nicole Sanders, and we're back here again every Saturday. We're walking in truth to inspire the world.